The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
Budfest is only a few weeks away. It kicks off June the 14th. And on the Friday night, headlining is going to be Top Loader, Virgin Mary's as well. And on the main stage at the Middlewich Fab Festival is this lady on the phone. Emma Stevens, how are you?
Yay! Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. How excited are you about going to be on the main stage at Fab Festival?
Oh, I cannot wait. Fab Festival is one of my favourite festivals to play. Always a lovely audience, and everyone that works there is really great as well. So it's one of my most looked forward to festivals. The festival, yeah, I cannot wait. And supporting Top Loader as well. That's going to be awesome.
So, I mean, have you played there before then?
Yeah, I played there probably 3 times now, maybe 3 or 4 times. So it's great to be back.
So are you going to play your own music, or is it going to be some covers in your set?
It's going to be all my own music. There'll be maybe 1 cover in there just for fun, because it's always fun to throw in a cover, but it's going to be all my own music.
Fantastic. So at what time can we expect you on the main stage then?
You know, I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to be on just before Top Loader on the Friday night. So,
have you ever met Top Loader?
I've never met them before, but I've loved their song "Dancing in the Moonlight." I love it. So well, I'm looking forward to dancing along after my set for their music.
Well, I'm going to chat to them in the next couple of days about the Fab Festival, and I need to ask the lead singer, is it still you? Because you haven't got the long hair anymore, but that's another story anyway.
Oh, yeah, he's got his hair, hasn't he?
Yeah, fantastic. So for the people who want to know more about Emma Stevens then, what is your genre? What do you do? Do you do R&B? What is
no,
it?
No, I'm definitely not cool enough to do R&B. I do. I'm a sort of a singer-songwriter, pop, sort of folk, country. It's really hard to kind of down the genre, but it's kind of it's just very positive, hopeful, happy music, songs about love, some about loss, about positivity and humanity, really. So
Can I ask you a personal question?
You can, I think.
How old are you? the reason why I ask this is because in order to write a real good love song or a song about loss, you've got to draw on life experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had some interesting experiences in my relationship in the past, and sadly, I lost my mum to cancer 6 years ago. So I've definitely experienced a lot of emotion and almost a life's worth of emotion.
And is that what you draw on then for your own music?
Definitely, yeah, it has to come from the heart.
Wow, that's deep.
You see how I've dodged your question very, very well there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you're not even giving me a number, which you know, I wasn't going to do that anyway. But I was trying to work out
because it's on my Wikipedia page anyway. If anyone really wants to know.
Right, listen. If people want to know more about Emma Stevens, then yes, come to the Middlewich Festival on the Friday night. You're going to be playing just before Top Loader. But where can they find your music if they want to have a heads up on what you do and what you sound like?
Of course, it's all on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. It's on Amazon. You can buy my music through my website. And if you're still into buying albums, I think you can maybe still pick up a couple of copies in HMV. Otherwise, yeah, it's all accessible online.
So are you local? Are you local Cheshire girl?
No, I'm not. I'm down south, I'm afraid.
Oh,
you're
a Savannah. Right, okay.
I am.
So are you signed?
You know, a lot of my friends are from the Cheshire neck of the woods. So I seem to get on really, really, really well with people up north. They're, most of my best friends are from up north. I say up north. Cheshire. Would you class Cheshire as being up north?
Yeah. We're northwest-ish, there or thereabouts.
North of me.
yeah. Are you signed anyway, Emma? Are you signed to a record label then?
I actually have my own label. I'm an independent artist. So I've been doing this independently for about 6 years, and I've the amount of support that I've had from sort of the BBC in particular has been amazing. So I've had Terry Wogan and Chris Evans really took me on, and I've had several songs on Radio 2, playlisted on Radio 2, and then iTunes Single of the Week, and then I actually did a few TV spots with BBC South as well. So it's not bad, considering I haven't got a big label behind me. And it's still nice to be in control of my own music and my copyright as well.
Would you want that though for a, you know, in the future? If a big record company turned around to you and said, Emma Stevens, we can make you massive, would you want to go down that route, or are you just happy with things the way they are?
I guess it would definitely depend on the contract, but hey, look, I'm open to anything. If a record label came along and said to any artist, I could make you massive, I think you'd be a little bit dubious, especially in this day and age. But hey, look, it would be a great dream, wouldn't it? I mean, that would be awesome.
Fantastic. I ask all the pop stars I speak to and I ask all the established artists what they think of this, but I need to ask you the same question, Emma. X Factor, are you a fan of the whole conveyor belt thing or not?
I think when you become a musician from an early age and you spend years and years crafting and working at your craft and becoming a, you know, and writing your own songs, it's not really the platform for you. But I think for people that are kind of always been passionate about singing and have gone into a full-time job and not been able to pursue that dream, I think it's great for those people because they get a shot, you know. So it really depends. I'm a bit on the fence, but it's not something that I would ever do.
Your answers are very politically correct, by the way, I've got to say. Emma, before I let you go, one more question to you.
Go for it.
Anybody else that is listening to this interview, right, may want to start, you know, performing, writing, maybe their own label as well. Where's the first thing that a budding musician, singer-songwriter needs to start with?
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, I think get a few songs together, get down to open mic night, start networking and sort of joining music clubs where you can, or like BASC is quite a good one, the British Association of Songwriters, Composers and Authors, and just really start networking and pulling in people that can work with you and get your music out there, really. It's as much about having the talent and having the ability to write songs, great songs, as it is networking, because you could write amazing songs but then be in your bedroom for the rest of your life not playing them to anyone. So just get out there and meet people. So that's the top advice from me.
Fantastic. Emma Stevens, lovely to speak to you.
Oh,
I look forward
to speak to you too.
I look forward to seeing you on the main stage just before Top Loader on the Middle Witch Fab Festival. And
yay!
We'll get together, we'll have another chat after your set, yeah? Is that all right?
That would be amazing. I'd love that.
Right.
I'll be probably quite a lot more bubbly then. Come off stage.
Can you get
me down?
Can you get any more bubbly than you really are?
Maybe not.
Right, Emma, listen, take care. I'll see you in about a month's time at the Middlewich Fab Fest.
See you soon. Lovely to chat to you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.